It's Todd Zwillick. Welcome back. There were some new developments this week on President Trump's ordered ban on transgender service members in the military. Defense Secretary James Mattis announced on Tuesday that he's freezing that ban. Now, some media outlets took that as a sign of a rift between Mattis and the commander-in-chief on the transgender policy. But in fact, Mattis was only announcing that he's maintaining the status quo in the military while the Pentagon moves on to study how to implement the president's order to block transgender people from serving. Sean Snow is a reporter for the Military Times and a Marine Corps veteran here to help us understand what's going on between the Pentagon and the White House. Good to have you back, Sean.
Thanks for having me on, Todd.
Sean, there's been a lot of speculation about what the order would mean because the president's initial statements on this ban were on Twitter and they were so brief. There have been a couple of ping pong back and forth now between the Pentagon and the White House. What do we know about what the White House policy is right now, for instance, on whether transgender people currently serving would be allowed to stay in the military?
Well, we basically, and I think you correctly pointed out that some outlets are kind of describing this as a rift between Mattis and Trump. But Mattis is really just implementing what the president outlined in his memo, which requires that a study be completed and submitted by February 21st and by March 23rd of 2018 that the president's memorandum would take effect, which would ban transgender service members from coming into the military. And the memorandum basically leaves up to Mattis and this study to figure out what to do with currently serving transgendered service members. But it's not really a rift. It's just Mattis implementing what was already outlined in the memo that was put forth by the White House.
And what does the memo actually say about what should be studied, what should be considered here as Mattis and the civilian brass at the Pentagon, well, there's no such thing as civilian brass, but the civilian leadership at the Pentagon think about how to move forward here?
Well, the memo definitely says that in the memo, in Trump's formal memo, it says that it shall determine how to address transgender individuals already serving in the military. Section 2B calls for a halt of funds for sex reassignment surgery, but Section 2A of the memo leaves open that if Mattis and his study finds evidence contrary to what the president's current position already is, that they could potentially reverse course. And it says, provides a recommendation to the contrary that I find convincing, Section 2A of the memo.
So that's called wiggle room, right? That's called daylight. That means if this Pentagon study finds that the cost is low or that group cohesion isn't affected or that transgender people are as lethal as everybody else in a war, that they could reverse course?
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like that leaves a little bit of wiggle room for Mattis and the Department of Homeland Security to provide their advice to the president, and that could be wiggle room for them to reverse course on this. But here's another problem that we already have a study that was done. There was a RAND study done last year in 2016. That's when the Obama administration reversed course, allowed transgender service members to serve openly. And we already have a lot of data from that. So there's some questions about why a new study even needs to be done. For instance, the RAND study already found that several thousand active duty and reserve members are currently serving in the military as transgender. And only a few hundred of those individuals would undertake gender reassignment surgery. And this issue comes down to deployability and unit cohesion, according to Mattis and the Pentagon. This study found that this would only cost about $2.4 to $8.4 million. It's only 0.005% to 0.01% of DOT healthcare expenditures, and only 0.0015% would not be able to deploy. So the study already looked at unit cohesion and already looked at the deployability factors and found it to not have a great effect on military readiness. And for example, they cite that in 2015 alone, 50,000 Army service members couldn't deploy for various reasons, whether legal, medical, or dental. So it found that there was no unit cohesion issues or deployability issues in the military as a result of lifting the transgender service ban or allowing them to serve openly. And on top of that, there's 18 countries that had already allowed transgender service members to serve openly: Australia, Canada, Germany, Israel, the United Kingdom. And none of them have reported negative impacts of operational readiness or unit cohesion as a result of this. So we already have a study. So I guess there's a question as to why there's a need for another study.
Right. Well, if the RAND study has already been done and it's so comprehensive, Sean, you've been in Washington for a while, I know. That's one of the things maybe that leads people to suggest a rift. Not that Mattis is going against the commander-in-chief, but if the study is out there, we all know that ordering a study in the Pentagon and in Washington is a delay tactic a lot of times. And people have speculated that this could have been the president out on a policy limb tweeting about transgender people, and that this is Mattis's way of reeling him back in and letting this marinate for a few months.
Yeah, I believe so. But I think Mattis had also been calling for a new study to be done when he came in. I believe it was in February he called for a study, and he put a temporary halt to transgender service members, new transgender service members coming in. This was all before Trump's tweet. So Mattis had already been planning to do a new study. So I think it kind of calls into question whether or not the DOD accepts the findings of the RAND study and what is going to come out of a new study. Mattis's memo outlines that he's going to have talented individuals, and they're going to look at all kinds of data and quantifying elements for the study. But as I've already stated, you know, this has already been done in the RAND survey. And, you know, we're coming with some issues, too. Right now, the Pentagon is not fully staffed. There's a lot of senior personnel not currently in positions where they need to be. So this new study that's supposed to come out is not even hitting the ground running right now.
Well, right before we let you go, Sean, here, there's obviously a lot of nervous service members in the military now. Do you have a sense of whether Mattis would come down on the side of ejecting transgender people from the military?
I don't really know what Mattis's position is on the issue per se, but I do think that people should, you know, kind of take a step back and putting Mattis in the limelight of some LGBT hero here. We'll have to wait to see what comes out of the study, but it seems kind of strange that we're having a new study when this has already been debated and has already been hashed out.
Sean Snow, reporter with the Military Times and a Marine Corps vet. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.